Talking Heads burning down the house. It's Ocean 100, 7:39. Good morning and welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. It's Darcy, Jilla, and Scott. Not the greatest morning, weather-wise, anyways.
No, and it's not going to get much better through the day today. But all classes, public schools branch, French language school board canceled for today. With those parent-teacher interviews, the ones scheduled for today are also canceled. The school will be in touch with regards to arrangements. Also, all Holland College locations closed for the day. UPEI delaying opening until 12 noon, both Charlottetown and St. Peter's Bay. Further update at 10. And all provincial civil service offices, West Prince and East Prince areas, delayed opening until 10:30. Further announcement by 9:30.
All right. All that info on our website, too, at ocean100.com. All right. This is a great morning because we are joined by another woman of impact here on Prince Edward Island. We are doing our Women of Impact Awards to celebrate the life and legacy of our dear friend, Carrie Wynn McLeod. We have had so many inspiring stories already this week, and it's time for yet another one. Scott?
And today it is Women in the Arts. Emily Howard is a well-known PEI artist and author whose beautiful paintings of the island bring warmth and comfort to others. Emily is also a strong advocate for supporting mental health. Through her paintings, Emily tries to be a light for those who may be walking through the dark. Emily is a supportive friend and has a magical way of making a person feel seen, loved, and important. Through Emily's work to help others, she is making a significant impact on the lives of Islanders and is a deserving recipient of our Women in the Arts Awards.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emily Howard. Yay! Isn't that awesome? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you here. And let me just tell you, I can say without a doubt, you are one of the most wonderful people that I know. So this is a very, very deserving award.
Thank you so much.
How does it feel?
Oh, it's amazing. It definitely makes you want to cry when someone says that you're a good person. It's been an amazing, it's wonderful. When I found out, I was definitely overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Just so grateful.
Well, we have a lot to find out about Emily. And of course, you come on a storm day today, so you're going to maybe even get to participate in some storm center updates as well.
Looking forward to it.
Super fun. All right, more with Emily Howard coming up next on Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Contains silica. Do not eat.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to join me for some joy and
peace orchestra. This show will sell out again, so do not delay. For tickets, visit whitecapentertainment.com.
Freezing rain warning for Kings and Queens counties. Snowfall warning for Prince County. Periods of rain changing to snow or ice pellets mixed with freezing rain this morning. About 5 millimeters of rain and 5 centimeters of snow and ice pellets. That's in Kings and Queens. Wind gust to 50. Prince County has the snowfall warning. They could see up to 15 centimeters of snow. Temperature steady near zero. Tonight, some flurries. Wind gust to 50, a low of minus 2. And tomorrow, flurries will end in the morning, then mainly cloudy. High of zero. Wind chill of minus 8. Right now, it is 0 in Summerside. It's 0 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
All right, 7:46, celebration calendar coming up. More with our latest woman of impact, Emily Howard, coming up. But first, how about a storm center update for RESCON?
RESCON.ca, when disaster comes your way. RESCON, call on us to get it back the way it was. RESCON.ca. When disaster comes your way, RESCON, call on us at RESCON.ca.
This is a Storm Center update on Ocean 100, powered by RESCON, restoration and construction.
Well, we do have a number of cancellations and closures this morning. All classes in the public schools branch and French language school board are canceled for the day. All in-person parent-teacher interviews scheduled for today are also canceled, and the school We'll be in touch. All Holland College locations will be closed for the day. UPEI delaying opening until 12 noon, both Charlottetown and St. Peter's Bay campuses, and a further update at 10 this morning. Mount Academy closed for in-person classes and activities today. College DeLille closed for the day. Academy of Learning, Charlottetown, and Summerside campuses closed for the day. Institute of Advanced Learning, Charlottetown, and Summerside campuses closed. Grace Christian School closed for the day. Island Montessori Academy is closed for the day. All provincial civil service offices in the West Prince and East Prince areas on a delayed opening until 10:30 this morning. Further announcement by 9:30. Service Canada centers in Summerside and O'Leary will be delayed opening until 10:30. Further announcement by 9:30. And Institute of Advanced Learning Charlottetown and Summerside campuses closed for the day.
Thank you very much, Scott. We will keep an eye on all of that for you and keep you updated. Our website is there for you, too. We'll have another Storm Center update for Rescon coming up after 8 o'clock. Emily, when you were growing up, glued to the radio on days like this, did you ever like think it'd be cool to be the person that cancels school?
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
is this my day?
This is your day. Go ahead, and cancel school for everybody today.
All right, kids. School is canceled.
Oh, yeah. That's a rite of passage. You're basically a radio person now,
Absolutely.
Emily.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is great. We'll get to hear Emily's story coming up next after Pet Shop Boys as our Women of Impact Week continues on Ocean 100. Opportunities. It's the Pet Shop Boys, Ocean 100, 752. Good morning. Easy does it. Varying weather conditions across the island. We have the snowfall warning for Prince County. Queens and Kings dealing with a freezing rain warning through the day today. And a little bit of everything on deck. So please be careful as you get out and into your Thursday. Of course, school canceled across the island today. So you're not dealing with school buses and school drop-offs. And a lot of delays, too, that you can check out on our website at ocean100.com. Today, we are celebrating Women in the Arts with our Women of Impact Awards and celebrating the life of our dear friend Carrie Wynn McLeod this week. And we are joined by Emily Howard today. And I've known Emily for years, and we won't get into many stories or anything like that, but it's great to have you in here today. And I can tell you for sure, this is a very, very well-deserved award for you. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I, too, am an Emily Howard fan. And I admire... Well, you're just your authentic self, and I love the way that you've been open about sharing your experiences. Obviously, a gifted artist, and we're just thrilled to have you here. So, we have a couple questions for you. Okay. I've got to ask: did you know that arts would be your chosen career path from an early age?
I hoped it would be. I mean, when I was a kid, that wasn't one of the jobs you could dream of. Mm. I always knew that I had a way of communicating through imagery. I was very shy, so words kind of didn't work for me sometimes, but I was always drawing and trying to express my feelings in a situation through pictures. So I always kind of had this inkling that I might be an art therapist, but I kind of found my own path, and it's kind of a combination of everything I like, which is helping people and painting and just connecting to other humans.
Do you find that it's a little bit now that, you know, as you continue through your career, do you find that there are more opportunities now for people that are doing what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I kind of just had to figure it all out myself. I knew that I didn't fit any path that I had seen taken before, but I saw this little opening in the grass of a path that I could possibly blaze myself, which was just going out on my own and just trying to promote my own stuff and create my own voice. And I did it, and it's been working so far.
All right. And we're going to chat more about that coming up very shortly, but I can tell how excited you are to be here for the celebration calendar.
Yeah, totally.
With birthdays, right? Now, if any kid that grew up on PEI listening to the radio like you and I, this is a big deal.
Yes.
It's a big deal. All right. Well, let's get to the list here. Anybody on the list is now officially in the draw, could win a bridge pass from the Confederation Bridge. We'll make the draws tomorrow. Anne McLean Corgan is 60 today. Milestone birthday. Happy birthday, Anne. Nathan Shaw, 36 today from Sarah, Owen, and Isla. Nevaeh Campbell is 14 today. Love Dad, Mom, and Silas. Sabrina Jacques is 5 today from Mommy, Grandpa, Papa, Auntie Titi, Auntie Kay, and the rest of the family. Owen, a.k.a. Ojo Jackson. Much love from your auntie and uncle in Montague. 11th birthday today. Heath McPhail. Happy 3rd birthday from Mommy, Daddy, Baby Cora, Pete, and the rest of your family. Wilfred Lacey in Blooming Point also celebrating today. Happy birthday to you, Wilfred.
Happy anniversary wishes going out to Bill and Erna Glyden, celebrating 54 years in Cornwall today. Congratulations. Love from Troy, Darlene, Shannon, and Steve. Angela Gunn, big 4-0, we're told. Love from all the Gunn family. Tabitha Josie, love Brody and the girls. Andrew Cameron in Cornwall, 48th. And happy birthday to Annette Johnson from Dale, Eve, Declan, and Bullet. Dale was on the mark texting me early this morning.
Happy birthday to Ben McMillan, turning 16 today. Crystal Scary, who lives in Charlottetown. Happy birthday from her family and friends. Doug Jardine, turning 85. Happy birthday, Doug. Ron Vive, a teacher at Birchwood, is turning 60. Happy birthday to Mr. Vive from all students and staff at Birchwood.
Happy birthday, Ronnie.
We've given you the day off today. Margaret. Happy birthday. Love your bestie, Abby. Margaret is in Charlottetown, turning 36. Colin McLean, turning 16. Happy birthday. And finally, Tracy Yorston Campbell is 52 today.
All right. Big list. And happy birthday to everybody celebrating today. Don't forget, Darcy's Trivia is going on right now, too. You should text me your answer to get in on the draw for the $100 gift card tomorrow from Robin's Donuts. Richard Hatch was the very first winner of this reality TV show. What show is it? Text me, 902-368-1720.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com. Any
4255. For details, visit peigamblingsupport.com. Ad paid for by the province of PEI.
Ocean 100 News.
A messy forecast with rain, freezing rain, and snow all in the mix today. That temperature steady near zero. Right now it is zero. Good morning. I'm Scott Chapman. This newscast brought to you by Hansen Solar Energy, now offering solutions in residential, commercial, and farm. All classes in the public schools branch and French language school board are canceled today. All in-person parent-teacher interviews scheduled for today are also canceled, and schools will be in contact with the updated arrangements. All Holland College locations closed for the day. UPEI delaying opening until 12 noon at both the Charlottetown and St. Peter's Bay campuses, with a further update at 10, the AVC Veterinary Teaching Hospital will remain open for emergencies. All provincial civil service offices in the West Prince and East Prince areas on a delayed opening until 10:30 this morning, with a further announcement by 9:30. There is a freezing rain warning for Kings and Queens counties. It is a snowfall warning for Prince County. Do be careful driving this morning. The roads could be slippery with black ice and pools of water. And West Prince also saw some snow beginning overnight with that switchover. The issue of the medical school being established at UPEI was raised Wednesday in the provincial legislature. Liberal opposition leader Hal Perry asked Premier Dennis King if his government was ready to put a pause on the medical school. Perry's line of questioning came after the Medical Society of PEI made comments to the media this week indicating that the medical school be put on pause until concerns with the impact on the healthcare system are addressed and a path forward is developed. In responding to Perry and the opposition, Premier King said his government would not be putting a pause on the medical school. The school is to begin accepting students in 2025, and in rejecting the idea of a pause, the premier pointed to time available to find more doctors, as the first 2 years of the program would see students learning mostly in classrooms. Bank of Canada is keeping its key interest rate steady at 5%, saying it doesn't want to jeopardize the progress it has made in bringing inflation down. Performers that will be appearing on Canada's Got Talent this season have been announced, and they include PEI's very own Cameron Gordon and Megan Connors. Canada's Got Talent's $1 million season begins on March 19th. Ocean 100 Sports brought to you by Summerside Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Curling PEI's Tyler Smith Rink split their games yesterday at the Brier. They beat Kevin Cooey's Alberta Rink 9-3 last night after a loss earlier in the day, 11-3 to Brad Gushue's Team Canada Rink. PEI now 5-2. They face Northwest Territories today. Austin Matthews, the OT hero for the Maple Leafs last night as they beat the Sabres 2-1. Anaheim edged Ottawa 2-1. Colorado 7-2 over Detroit. Professional Women's Hockey League, Montreal edged New York 4-3 and Toronto over Boston 3-1. Summerside Western Capitals on the road tonight to face Pictou. Ocean 100 weather is coming up next.
Sunnier days will be here before we know it, and like you, we're ready for it. I'm Solar Jeff, sales manager with Hanson Solar Energy, a division of Hanson Electric.
Here to make your project a reality. From additions to renovations or new outside living space, they're ready. Find them on Facebook. Holmes Construction. Built with pride.
Ocean 100 weather brought to you by Holmes Construction, your go-to for renovations, rebuilds, and additions. Freezing rain warning for Kings and Queens counties, snowfall warning for Prince County. In Kings and Queens, periods of rain changing to snow or ice pellets mixed with some freezing rain this morning. 5 millimeters in rainfall, 5 centimeters in snow and ice pellets. For Prince County, snow at times heavy could see upwards of 15 centimeters today in Prince County. We'll see some freezing rain at times as well. Winds gusting to 50 across the island, temperature steady near zero. Tonight in Kings and Queens, a flurry is giving a couple of centimeters. Prince County, the snow ending this evening, then it's a chance of some flurries. Windy with gusts to 60 and a low of -2. Friday, flurries ending in the morning, then mainly cloudy, a windy day, and a high of zero. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions. Right now, zero in Summerside, zero in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
All right. Thanks very much, Scott. Let's take care of Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts real quick here. Correct answer gets you in the draw tomorrow for the $100 gift card. Richard Hatch was the very first winner of this reality television show. What show is it? Pretty much everybody got it right. Richard Hatch was the first winner of Survivor. Yes. And a few people picked up on the hint I gave earlier, playing Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
The song, you're like the
crafty.
Band?
It's you're like crafty.
Crafty. Swifty so Campbell
good.
Over there.
I'm so good.
Darcy, oh, I yes. said to you this earlier. That man, he wasn't even very nice on the show. Or is that just the nature of the show?
He wasn't a great human. I think it came out after the fact that he was an even worse human. After the fact.
I don't remember.
No? It was like early 2000s. Very
like maybe
early.
Even 2001. Maybe even.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess. I don't even know that for a fact.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. So if you had that, you're in the draw, and we'll make that draw tomorrow morning. We will have more with our latest woman of impact, Emily Howard, is with us this morning. Coming up next, the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say, this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is not.
Ocean 100, Coldplay and Clocks. Good morning. It's 8:11, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock to start our day today. A little on the wet side in some places, a little snowy in other places. Feel free to send me a text and let me know what it's doing in your neck of the woods. 902-368-1720. It is the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Darcy, Jill, and Scott with you as we continue our Women of Impact Week, celebrating the life and legacy of Carrie Wynn McLeod. We are celebrating women in the arts today, and we have artist Emily Howard with us today. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
It's great to have you in here, and it's a very deserving award for you.
Thank
definitely
you.
You know, we just want to continue to unpack your story here. Now, you're more than a painter. You actually use art to help others too, which is very cool. Tell me all about that.
It wasn't necessarily intended at first. I'm a very open person, and because social media is just a platform you can put anything on, I started sharing some of my own stories that I worked through as I was creating paintings, because that's what I do. I kind of use it as almost like a therapy. And yeah, so I would be sharing all of the things that I would be working through as I was creating a piece. It would tie into the whole concept of the piece. And the more open I became with what I was dealing with, others were reaching out, talking about how they could relate, and it was helping them. So, yeah, that's kind of the connection of other people is how I help people.
And I know I've said this, the guys have heard me say this before, because I believe it so much, that a lot of times people either carry shame or they're embarrassed, but they don't share their struggles. And as a result, they live kind of in isolation. Yes. And then, like, there's that lack of connectivity, when really, if we were just all were more open about what yes. we were experiencing, it would kind of normalize things.
Absolutely.
Right? Because so many people can relate. Yeah. And you're very open to sharing your struggles with anxiety. And we had that chat. But painting gives you a lot of comfort.
Oh, big time. Yes. Yeah.
Tell me about how, especially when we talked about the film, like, and stuff, tell me yes. about what painting brings you to that place.
Painting for me, I think it's this muscle memory that I've developed over the years. But at first it was, I realized that my nervous system was regulating really quickly as I focused on the one thing, which was the feeling of the vibration of my brush against the canvas. And it was just kind of instantly quieted my mind. But now it's a whole process of, I take something that I'm dealing with, something I'm struggling with, and I quite literally work it out into the paint. And I'm thinking of it, and it's just almost a trance that you can go into. For someone myself who I struggle with anxiety and I have all my life, it is an instant way to quiet the noise and just focus on the present. We can tell people to live in the present, but it's right. easier said than done. Painting does that.
Right, because you're just, it's not as if you're not picking up your cell phone, you're not exactly. looking out the window, whatever, you're just at yeah. that,
your
forced
eyes
to be present.
Are just looking forward, and you're just thinking about the next move. Mm-hmm.
And you create gorgeous paintings, Emily.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Very much so.
Thank you.
Darce.
What is the most rewarding part about your work, would you say, about doing what you do?
The most rewarding part is never the sale of a painting. It's always that person or multiple people who reach out privately and expose their own heart to me in relation to what I've shared. It's just this instant connection, and most of it is online, but we're all just energy. I can feel the energy just through the technology. I can feel it through the words that the person is typing in this message, and it feels like a lifeline to some people.
Right.
Like, people have shared quite intimate things with me, and it just feels like such a privilege, because I can feel it being lifted off their shoulders as they tell someone. And yeah, that is an incredible gift that I will never take for granted.
And we, of course, have to ask, because we were speaking earlier, you're somewhat of a media star this week. You've had
yeah.
some pretty significant accomplishments here yeah. on the island. So maybe you can tell us where your most recent painting is being displayed.
Yes, I was so proud of this one. Yes, I did a large piece for the new emergency room for the Mental Health and Addictions Center
wow.
here in the Charlottetown Hospital. That is such an important new room
yeah.
and structure that mm-hmm. we have for all of us. I always say this, any single person is just one bad month away from finding themselves needing help like that. So let's make these spaces more accessible, more private, something that is a place to go and feel like you're going to be healed and not judged by outside opinion. I'm so proud of PEI for making that happen.
Right.
It was a
yep.
very long time in the making.
And the painting is beautiful. And
thank you.
Those spaces deserve, makes me have beautiful things
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You go to those places to feel safe. We need to make them feel more like a hug than it is a sterile environment where you feel more alone than you were when you arrived.
Perfect. Couldn't have said it better. We have another thing to talk about coming up here in just a few. A little video project that you've been working on that I know
yes.
you're very, very proud about. So stick around. We'll have more with our latest Women of Impact Award winner, Emily Howard.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Maybe harmful if swallowed.
Help kids island-wide for a chance to win cash with the high five.
With zero down, get that Honda feeling in a 2024 HR-V. Visit Capital Honda today.
Freezing rain warning for Kings and Queens counties, a snowfall warning for Prince County. Periods of rain changing to snow or ice pellets mixed with freezing rain. About 5 millimeters of rain and 5 centimeters of snow and ice pellets for Kings and Queens. Wind gust to 50. Prince County, with a heavy snowfall warning, could see up to 15 centimeters of snow. Temperature steady near zero. Tonight, some flurries. Wind gust to 50, a low of minus 2. And tomorrow, flurries expected to end in the morning, then mainly cloudy. Wind continues, a high of zero. Wind chill of minus 8 in the morning. Right now, it is zero in Summerside and in Charlottetown.
Time now for another Storm Center update for Rescon.
Rescon.ca, when disaster comes your way. Rescon, call on us to get it back the way it was. On us at Rescon.ca.
This is a Storm Center update on Ocean 100, powered by Rescon, restoration and construction.
All classes in the public schools branch and French language school board are canceled for today. All in-person parent-teacher interviews scheduled for today are also canceled, and schools will be in contact with the updated arrangements. All Holland College locations closed for the day. UPEI delaying opening until 12 noon at both the Charlottetown and St. Peter's Bay campuses, and with a further update at 10. Mount Academy will be closed for in-person classes and activities today. College de Lille classes closed for the day. Academy of Learning, Charlottetown and Summerside campuses closed for the day. Institute of Advanced Learning, Charlottetown and Summerside campuses closed for the day. Grace Christian School is closed. Island Montessori Academy is closed for the day. All provincial civil service offices in the West Prince and East Prince areas on a delayed opening until 10:30 this morning, with a further announcement by 9:30. Service Canada centers in Summerside and O'Leary will be delayed opening until 10:30, with a further announcement by 9:30.
Okay, thank you very much, Scott. Getting some text in from folks. There's rain in Rice Point right now. Getting a healthy dump of snow up west. Picture of quite a few centimeters down already in the Tignish area. Snowing in Tyne Valley as well. So we are getting varying precipitation across the island this morning. Travel with care, please, and thanks. Emily Howard is our latest woman of impact. Chat more with her next. Gino Vannelli, Black Cars, it's Ocean 100. Another fantastic morning hanging out with our latest woman of impact. And that must feel pretty cool to say that you're a woman who's having a big impact on Prince Edward Island.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
I'm going to get a t-shirt made. Yeah.
Look at me. I'm impactful.
Write that down, Scott. We're going to have a line of t-shirts next year for this. But we are doing this to celebrate the life of our dear friend, Carrie Wynn McLeod, which is such a big deal to us. And we thank you for being here. And you are absolutely deserving of this award. So congratulations for that.
Emily, when we met in the fall, I had the opportunity to watch the film, the short film that you had created with a friend of yours. Can you first give us a little summary of the film?
Yeah, the film is called Finding the Light, and it's a project that I just did on my own with my friend Lucian Vasil, who's a very talented filmmaker here on PEI. And I wanted to somehow explain what it is that I do, and how I paint and why I paint and what I'm hoping to do with my work.
And, right.
Yeah.
And in your words, it is about finding the light.
It is about finding the light. Every dark moment has this tiny little light in any random corner. You just have to find it and you'll find your way out.
And I think I've already said this to you once, but I'm going to say it to you again, that in your process of finding the light, you are bringing the light.
Thank you.
For so many people, which is awesome. So this film got some attention, a lot of attention. Maybe you would tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably small potatoes for some people. Very classic PEI reference there. but Lucian and I, we entered it into some film festivals, and it was chosen to be screened at this year's 2024 Cinefest in New York. Oh. So we're going to be going in April to see it on the big screen.
Wow.
So incredible.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is pretty big.
Yeah, for a little girl who lives in a cul-de-sac and needs royalties, pretty big.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking you to the big city.
Yes, yeah. For most of us. And just the fact that you have been able to, like you've experienced some significant things, mm-hmm. Loss, you've channeled these things into beautiful art and connections with people and a career, like that you're just continuing to say yes to new opportunities and making more connections and allowing people to experience the light.
Yeah, it's there's inertia behind every experience, and it just depends where you direct it. So I knew I wanted it to push me somewhere good, so I'm just going to keep going there.
Awesome. Can you tell people where they can find your work, or like where
they can
check
find my
out?
Work through myself. You can follow me on social media on Instagram, Emily Howard Art. But through and my website, I have pieces up scattered around the island. Some is old work, some is new work. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just come find me. You just have to find me.
All right. So what's your website handle?
My website is emilyhowardart.com.
That's pretty easy. EmilyHowardArt.com. Yeah. Another truly super deserving award winner with our Women of Impact Award. It has been just a delight having you in here today. Congratulations from the bottom of our heart. Big hello from my family to yours as well. Congratulations,
Thank
Emily.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. A healthy part of every breakfast routine.
Hi, it's Anne from Sylvan. As an educator and a mom, I know how amazing